management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back. This is the Jefferson State of Mind.
It is, and that victory is getting closer and closer.
And it's such a great state of mind. How would anyone not want to be one of us? We're so happy.
Mental disease?
Mental disease.
I don't know. Just a thought. No. But good morning, Jefferson.
Yes.
It has been an extremely long week in the state of Jefferson, but it has been a fantastic, fun, and it's been great.
All around a good week.
Yeah.
Even with all the travel.
Yeah, we got a
lot
done.
Lots of travel.
Got a lot done.
All right. Today's going to be a really busy day, especially for all of us here in Shasta County, because I expect to see you all at that Liberty Seminar over at the Wind River Casino. It's being hosted out there. It starts at 9 this morning, and it's going to go until 5 this evening. Tickets are still on sale, I believe. So if you haven't gotten it yet, they're $40. Lunch is included. And I'll run through the schedule real fast as it's been given to me, so this could be right, it could be wrong. The People Against the National Defense Authorization Act, the NDAA of 2012, is at first, starting at about 9:30.
Panda's good stuff,
Panda
too.
Panda is really good. If you don't know what we're talking about, go buy a ticket and get down to Wind River. And then we're off to the races to talk about the Second Amendment. Common Core is going to take center stage from about 10:30 until noon. And then Cliven Bundy himself is coming to Reading via Skype. Via the internet, but he's going to be talking during our lunch hour. And then we got Agenda 21 from 1 to 2, and then the State of Jefferson is going to be on from about 2 until 3. So if you want to come listen to the Bear and I out at Wind River, you'll get to see us in person. And then following our presentation will be presentations on Winning America, So Goes California, Connecting the Dots, and others. And notable people who are going to be out there is Dane Wigington, Jim Garrow, Shannon Grove, Brad Dacus, Chris Street, Orlean, how do you pronounce that last name? That one.
Yeah.
And Lydia Gutierrez, among others. So you really don't want to miss this opportunity to learn about all these different issues affecting you, affecting your families, affecting the future.
Yeah, it really is an all-star lineup of folks.
It is. It is. It really is. There's, I mean, I'm going, and I was talking to Robert earlier this morning. I was going, you know, we're going to have to talk about State Jefferson all day, but I really just want to listen to all the presentations. I just want to sit there and learn. So it'll be really interesting to see how that all weighs out for those of us who also want to learn what's going on.
Yeah. If you're from zero to nothing, don't know anything, go to Wind River today. It starts at 9.
Yeah.
If you're kind of aware of what's going on, get out there. If you're fully aware of what's going on, get out there.
Yeah, because you can talk to all of us in person. You can ask the questions that you need to ask. I mean, we'll be there all day from 9 to 5 today, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
good thing, go down.
Yes, and it's $40. Lunch is included. It's at the casino. If you get bored, go gamble. I mean, it's a win-win situation. It really is.
Yeah.
All right, so we're off to the races with our Signer of the Declaration segment. And today we're going to be talking about a gentleman named William Floyd. I've never even heard of him.
No, it's a new one on me.
Yeah. Well, William Floyd was born December 17th, 1734 in Brookhaven, New York.
Sagittarius, he's a troublemaker.
Jeez. His family had emigrated to America back in the 1650s. So by the time that William was born, they were a very well-established and rather wealthy family. Had his father survived long enough to afford William a better education, then William would have probably gone much further in his studies and endeavors. But instead, he was required to take over the operations of the family farm when he was in his early teens.
Mm.
Yeah. However, he did join the ranks of the Suffolk County Militia early in the conflict with Britain and rose all the way through the ranks to Major General.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, the war only went for 7 years, I think it was.
Yeah, he must have been good at his job.
74 to 82, yeah.
And what a weird concept, a father leaving a future for his child.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I think we've lost that in America.
I think we should have raised taxes so at least half of it went back to the state.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. It's a shame they didn't think about those things back then.
Yeah, I think they did. We just ignored them.
Or killed them. In 1774, he was chosen to represent New York in the First Continental Congress, but he wasn't in office anywhere. He was just picked to go from the ranks of the militia.
Huh.
And there he served until 1776. His property, the property he took from his father, was destroyed during the Revolutionary War. So after the war, he acquired land on the banks of the Mohawk River. In 1789, he was elected to Congress under the new Constitution. As he served there, he was elected several times as a presidential elector until he returned to his native state in 1791. In 1803, he was called to be a senator again, but after his term, he returned to his true passion, which was farming, and he retired henceforth from public service, dying August 4th, 1821.
Yeah. And that was pretty common for most of the people involved in the Revolution, is a lot of them lost everything. Everything was destroyed. The British kind of practiced a scorched earth policy because
salted fields and everything.
Well, it was for them. They were fighting an insurgency, and they were trying to cut off the supplies and turn the people's will against the insurgents. And usually, as it happens as an insurgency, the more the occupying force leans on the native population, the worse it gets. So, you know, it's amazing in 250, well, a couple thousand years, people still haven't figured that out. When you meet a motivated, dedicated people that are bound to live free or live under their own government, you're probably not going to beat them.
Well, whenever I read about, like, the Revolutionary War and even up through the Civil War, which is my favorite era of history right there, that period of time is just, it's so full of everything. I always go, okay, well, how can we relate this to modern society? And I go, California, for the love of everything holy, what are you doing? Have you not learned anything from history?
I don't think they have.
I don't think they have either. And we're actually, we're going to talk about that when we get to the Wind River Casino today in the seminar. Because my theme is going to be who we are, where we've been, and where we're going.
Yeah.
And how you can't have one of those without the other two.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and it is a good discussion. And if you don't really have a good grasp of the history, you really don't have a good grasp of the present. And anybody that has
no grasp of the future.
Well, that's true. And you don't. You don't have a grasp of the future. And the people that do have a grasp of the future and go, hey, look what's coming, you're running around going, oh, you're crazy.
That'll never happen.
Yeah, never mind the fact that it's happened hundreds of times already through history.
And that's the thing that always gets me is parents today, they put such an emphasis on science and math. And science and math are good.
They are
good. They're really good. They're very important. But you know what?
But what do we use them for anymore?
History is all about humanity. It's the human condition and its consequences. And
wait,
if you can't figure out
when is the last amazing scientific breakthrough in anything in America? The iPhone 28?
The iPhone 28.
I mean, really, where is all of this investment in science and math going?
Yeah, I think it's turning us into zombies, honestly.
You know, what's the last great scientific thing we did? Crack the genome? You know, which is pretty amazing, but then after that, even the French beat us to it. The French
guys, come on.
So, I mean, really, what are we doing with all of this investment? Yeah. And I think a lot of it is being suppressed. I think there's a lot out there that's being accumulated knowledge-wise. There's a lot that we're learning how to do. There's a lot that we know how to do better, but it's not being allowed to take place or be implemented because it doesn't meet the agenda.
Yeah.
And that's another thing they'll be discussing today.
Is the agenda.
The agenda. And there definitely is one.
Yes.
I mean.
And we saw it almost firsthand when we were down in Sacramento a couple days ago, which we'll definitely get into.
Oh,
talk about an experience.
State of Jefferson had a good time at the Capitol.
We did. And nobody got arrested.
Well,
which was cool. Yeah. That we know of.
Yeah. Well.
That's an evil laugh.
Yeah. Well, it was. It was a good time. And, you know, it's kind of eye-opening because we're wandering the halls there, you know, as we actually go into the Capitol. We had the rally out front. We'll get more into that. Yeah. But what really caught me is we're wandering the halls, and the halls are jammed with people.
Yeah.
Packed with people. And I'm sitting here going, who are all of these folks? You know, is the legislature out on recess maybe? That's what's going on. It's all the lobbyists.
Yeah.
All those people.
And the aides and all them.
Yeah, it's all the lobbyists. And you sit there just kind of as a fly on the wall and listen to their conversations and how business is being done. And it's like, I've seen this movie. I love mob movies. You know, it's great.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, just listening in on some of the conversations. Like, we met we were in the elevator with a lobbyist that lobbies for gambling and booze.
Okay.
Yeah, and he was actually one of the guys that was part of the Kuruk Casino that's going in up in Siskiyou County.
That's no bueno.
Yeah, why is a senator in Los Angeles floating legislation to deal with a casino 900 miles away in Siskiyou County when Siskiyou County doesn't want it? Everybody knows that Siskiyou County doesn't want it, so you can go run to a senator 900 miles away that doesn't have a clue that you're issuing a gambling license to a tribe that is headed by a man that about beat his wife to death with a beer bottle and left her for dead.
But we'll talk more about that when we get back from this break. This is the Jefferson State of Mind. If you want to call in, you can call in at 605-4567, or you can visit us online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. It's starting to cool off in the mountains, so fill up those kerosene tanks before the price goes up. We'd like to remind all of our customers that we are CFN fleet-wide card locks at all of our locations, and Visa MasterCard will also be used 24/7. If you want to apply for credit online, it's northernlightsenergyinc.com. And don't forget to use the Pay Forward account. Labor Day is not far off, so come on in and fill up on the ethanol-free 93 for all those weed eaters and lawnmowers. And also, gather up the empty barbecue bottles and stop in and see Gary. With fires dying down a little bit now, it's a great time to gather up the kids and head to the Intermountain Fair in MacArthur. The Junior Livestock Sale is on Monday after the breakfast, so come early and support our local 4-H and FFA kids. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, and delivered to just about everywhere. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind.
Yeah, that's part of the problem up here is we let them grow up to be cowboys.
I don't know. When I was down at the Capitol, the first thought I told the couple people that I was driving down with, I was like, you know, these suits, man, give me cowboy boots and cowboy hats any day. I'm tired of looking at suits, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of that down there.
Oh, man. Everywhere you went there, everybody's in suits.
Yeah. But really, I mean, what an amazing time down at the Capitol.
Yeah.
And it was a busy week for us. We started off out in Gray Eagle, mm-hmm. up in the Sierra Nevadas, and great town hall there. We think we may see some very rapid, very positive action out of Plumas County.
Excellent.
There was a couple hundred people there. Every single one of them a supporter for the state of Jefferson, including the two Board of Supervisor members there.
Nice.
And they see the need for it. They understand. So that was huge. We're looking for positive things out of Plumas. And then Wednesday night, we held a meeting in Truckee and managed to get a really good, powerful message off. You know, there was a lot of people there that were previous supporters that have kind of a better understanding of the process, and things are going to be mm-hmm. moving along there.
Excellent.
And then it was off to happy days at the Capitol.
Yeah, happy days at the Capitol. The thing that really got me is the local newspaper, which shall not be named, said there were 70 supporters there. Try 250 to 300.
I'd say there was closer to 300.
Probably, yeah.
So, but, you know,
yeah, they said
leave
there was
it to
only
the,
70.
Leave it to the Record Searchlight to diminish what they can that doesn't meet their agenda.
Yeah. Yep. So. Well, the thing that really got me was, and you know, because we're driving back later in the evening, so we didn't get to watch the local news or anything. I call my mom, like, hey, tape the 5 o'clock and 5:30 news, because they're going to have to mention it. I mean, this is a big deal, right? This actually affects Northern California.
Mm-hmm.
6:30, there was a, like, 30-second blip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, they down south, they have been running shows and, you know, running news bits on it quite a bit. I think we've hit about every TV station in the state,
yeah.
Newspapers, radio shows.
And we're getting much more positive stuff down there than we are up here.
Well, the conversation really has shifted to, you know, this is never going to happen, you're all crazy, and it's really shifted to, well, this does need to happen. You know, how is it going to happen? Okay, yeah. Here's the process. Let's start paying attention to what's going on. And where we've come in a year... And really, Jefferson's one-year anniversary is in a couple of days.
It's on the 3rd,
September 3rd. It's amazing how far we've come, how fast we've come, and what we've accomplished. You know, in less than a year, we have 6 counties on board. We've got 3 in the wings, maybe 4 in the wings, but 3 in the wings that we think are going to be with us very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And we've actually served legal paperwork to the state of California saying, hey, we're not here asking your permission. We're doing you the courtesy of informing you that we're leaving.
Yeah.
You can ignore us. You can refuse us. But there is going to be repercussions for either one of those actions.
Yep.
And so when I was there with Mark Baird in the Secretary of the State's office.
Yep.
And really nice, really friendly people there. And, you know, they got everything filed and going along. And then we get to the parliamentarian of the assembly.
Okay.
And there was quite a bit of confusion about, well, what is this? Well, this is a petition to withdraw from the state of California. Well, you can't do that. Yeah, actually, we can. And they had this great big hullabaloo for almost 15 minutes. They're running around trying to figure out what they're supposed to be doing. And then they finally accepted the paperwork.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, it was interesting. And it wasn't confrontational or anything like that. They were really just legitimately confused. But, you know, I'd imagine when the last one hasn't happened for 150 years, there's probably
a little bit of cobwebs on the ceiling.
Yeah, we're not quite sure of the procedure.
Yeah.
And then we get over to the Secretary of the Senate. And
we went to the Assembly first, and that's where I actually met up with you guys.
Yeah, that was the one where the confusion was kind of happening.
Yeah, am I allowed to receive this? Can I receive this?
I
and
receive
then she
it.
Went and finally got someone who said, yes, you can.
Well, it was funny. They said, well, we're not going to receive this, and the parliamentarian of the Assembly is actually on the legislature floor right now. And it was hilarious because she gets looked at and somebody goes, well, go get him. If he's the only one that can receive him, go get him off the legislature floor so that he can be served.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, you know, wonders of wonders, oh, I can accept that.
Yeah.
Oh, good. And then we get over to the Secretary of the Senate's office, and they absolutely tried to refuse to accept the documents at first.
That little Weasley guy came in and called us secessionists
and how
we don't know what we're doing and it's all illegal and we're all traitors. And
yeah, he was interesting. I wonder who he worked for.
Yeah, I thought he was a senator.
Secession is unconstitutional.
Yes,
actually,
it is.
We're not seceding
anything.
So,
well, the funny thing is, like, he was a little bit shorter than I was, and then you got Mark Baird, and I'm like, he'll kill you, man. What are you thinking?
Mark is way too nice for that.
He is.
But
you put him in a little hold with the whole wrist lock and stuff? I'm learning
did you
about
meet
this.
The one gal that kind of came out of her office and she goes, I'm so glad you guys are here.
Yes, she was from
yeah,
Northern
she's from
California.
Weed. She's all, shh, I'm from Weed. She's like, right on. I was like,
yep.
Yeah. So, and it was interesting. And while we were doing that, there were teams going around to all the assemblyman's office and all the senator's office and handing out paperwork and, you know, so
we littered the Capitol. Like,
there
was, I mean, not in a bad way. I mean, like, we got information out.
All 70 of us.
Yeah, all 70.
Yeah. What a joke. So,
No,
there was literally hundreds of Jefferson supporters down there. People I've never seen, I've never met before, which was,
it was
amazing.
Awesome. Yeah.
There was people from all the different counties. There was people that weren't even from counties that are, you know, that we're looking at. It was really great. There was a great big rally out front. You know, Mark Baird gave a good speech. One of the representatives actually came out of the legislature and gave a little speech and said it was amazingly encouraging to see people exercising their First Amendment right, and that government has become...
While we still have it.
Yeah. He flat said government has become the biggest threat to freedom and liberty in America.
Yes.
And he was, you know, ecstatic to see people standing up and trying to make a stand. As our Senator Jim Nielsen said... Well, used to be our Senator Jim Nielsen. Ted Gaines is our senator now, and I still don't think he has a clue what's going on.
Remember me?
Yeah. empty suit Gaines has got four counties that he represents that have voted to withdraw, and he doesn't know anything about it. But he's termed out, so we don't have to worry about him. But even Jim Nielsen said, this is the people's house. I'm happy to have them here. I'm glad that they're here to have their voices heard. And it was really a fantastic day, and a feeling of accomplishment, and watching so much work start to come to fruition.
Yeah.
Because this has not been easy, folks. This has been
a very long, hard, arduous road that just never stops. I mean, we get calls late in the evening, early in the morning, on the weekends.
Yeah.
You know, at our kids' soccer games. I mean.
Yeah, there's no telling how many miles have been put down in the state of Jefferson, and you know, really we're just getting started.
Yeah.
But the ball is rolling in a big way. A lot of people are waking up to the fact, hey, these guys aren't going away. They're not just howling at the moon. It's not, you know, a couple of angry old white guys from Northern California. It really is a North statewide movement.
Yeah.
And it's Occupy, it's the Tea Party, it's Protect Rural America, it's constitutional sheriffs, it's the Democrats, it's the Libertarians, it's the Republicans, it really is everybody. And they're starting to look around and go, oh, we missed the bus on this, didn't we?
Yeah,
you really did. Now you're going to get run over.
Yeah.
So.
See, that was something that was really cool is with everybody walking around the Capitol. I mean, it was a sea of green and gold just everywhere. And I ended up getting
all 70 of us.
Yeah, all 70 of us. Yeah, yeah. And I'm just wandering around. I'm going up to the fourth floor, and I'm just going into the chambers. And I'm like, yeah, this is cool. They'll stop me when I'm not supposed to be here. And people are looking at me all weird and stuff. But I got stopped by this one gentleman. He was in a suit. And I'm just like, I don't know who you are. And he goes, we're going to get the T-shirts. We're going to get the T-shirts.
We got asked by so many people, where can I get a hat? Where can I get a shirt?
Where's the flags?
Yeah.
Where's the flags? And they're whispering because it's like, oh, you know, you got to be real secretive about this. And I'm like, you got, you know, hold these store online and stuff. And you go to a meeting, you can get it all there. And the guy starts walking away and I go, well, who are you? Yeah. And he just starts laughing. He's like, oh, I'm on the state Republican committee of something, but everybody wants to know. And, you know, by everybody, he means everybody. There's Democrats, there's Libertarians, there's Republicans, every party down there. You know, if you're in a rural area, you've got a lot of support.
Well, that's one of the conversations that Mark Baird and I had with one lady, and she actually is the head of policy for the Senate.
Okay.
She's been there 22 years. She's a lifetime liberal Democrat. And she goes, I'm a liberal Democrat. I'm proud of that. I will never hide from that. If you're a conservative, don't hide from it. Proud. Stand up.
Be
proud.
Are.
You know, she's there. She's got this flag that's got the United Farm Workers of America on it, signed by Cesar Chavez.
Wow.
So here we go is a big liberal, our enemy, our arch nemesis, right?
Yes. Okay. The bane of America or something like that. Yeah.
And we have a pretty good conversation with this lady, and she goes, well, we're down to a minute. It's a pretty good conversation. So I think we'll go ahead and
hit the break, and then
break,
we'll tell you what she said when we
And it was really, really fascinating.
Yeah.
And it's time to put childish things away and start to come back together as a country and deal with the big stuff.
Yeah.
Let's get back to where you can sit across the table and have a beer with somebody from the other political side and talk about it and be Americans.
Yeah.
You can
disagree, but we all want what's best for us and our kids and our grandkids in the future of this country.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we really need to start going. But we should run off to that break so that you can not forget what you were going to say.
I won't.
Because it has been a long week and we're running on fumes.
And we got a lot more to do.
Yes, we do. You can call in at 605-4567 or visit us online in the chat room at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media sound bites every Sunday morning from 8 to 10. We dig into the politics of public policy, land use, and Agenda 21. We cover smart growth, immigration, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and the many, many scams of sustainable development.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
Join us for We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 here at KCNR 1460 AM.
Join Erin Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hailed by the New York Times as a cagey, emotional drama packed with plot twists, The Other Place follows a brilliant scientist as she unravels a 10-year-old mystery that leads her back to a Cape Cod beach house where a revelation awaits her. Directed by Donna Stobie and featuring Lisa Collins, John Welsh, Caitlin Kenyon, and Daniel Beckman, proceeds will benefit the Reading Walk to End Alzheimer's, September 26th through 28th at Old City Hall in Reading. Go to cascadetheater.org for tickets and showtimes.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan and holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Something on your mind?
Just want to let you know you're sitting in my chair.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, that's a fact.
Well, for a man that don't go heeled, you run your mouth kind of reckless, don't you?
No need to go heeled to get the bulge on a tub like you.
Is that a fact?
That's a fact.
Well, I'm real scared.
Damn right you're scared. I can see that in your eyes.
All right,
man, go ahead. Go ahead, skin it. Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
Listen, mister, I'm getting awful tired of your...
I'm getting tired of your gas. Now jerk that pistol and go to work. I said throw down, boy. Oh! Do something or just stand there and bleed.
Oh,
that's it. So yeah, as we were saying, State of Jefferson was in the Capitol and we were having a good time. So, and I think we made some people really, really nervous.
Yeah. Yeah. When we were there.
Yeah.
People just look at you or they glare as you go by and.
Yeah. Or like Kayla was saying, people are whispering, hey, where do I get the shirt? Like, you know, they're coming out and they're in hiding. Hey, I really do like liberty. Yay, America. Shh, don't tell anybody.
They are standing up because we can't.
Yeah, I know. It was interesting. So, but back to.
And interesting is an interesting word. So many meanings to that one.
So back to where we were. We're sitting in the office with this lady. And she is a far left liberal Democrat. Makes no qualms about it. Mm-hmm. And we're having a conversation. We're not really getting anywhere with her.
Yeah.
You know, and she's like, you guys are, you know, you can't do this. You're, you know, this is never going to happen. And as we start to talk to her about it, and she starts to understand the process and understand what we're dealing with. And it was kind of funny because we explained how both of our houses are based on population in California. Mm-hmm. And she looks right across the table at us, 22 years a senator. Well, that's how the federal government does it.
Oh, my God. You're kidding.
No.
You're kidding.
No,
you have to be.
I'm not kidding.
Oh my God.
And we said, well, no.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And I don't know if she misunderstood what we were trying to get at first or anything. And we said, well, no, actually, how many senators does California have? Oh, well, two. Well, how many does Vermont have? Well, two. And I said, do you see the difference? You know, and we're kind of explaining the difference. And I said, that's the form of government that we're guaranteed. That's what we don't have in California. This is what, you know, has led us to what our problems are. And after that, she finally looks at it and she goes, what is it that you people want? And we said, we want representation. This is why, you know, our kids' future is being destroyed. Our economy is killed.
We have no say in our
government. We're getting hammered by all these things and we have nothing to do. And after this, she just kind of was really quiet and sat back and listened to what our problems were. And then she comes in and she goes, you know, you people have a very compelling message and you need to get that out to the leadership. You need to talk to me and talk to other people, and we need to get you in front of some of the leaders of the majority party in California because you have a compelling message. And she said, you guys have a very tough hill to climb. But she says, I'm not going to use the word impossible because these are unique times and unique solutions are needed for unique times. And we're just like, wow, somebody that actually listened. And, you know, she could have just been polishing our helmet and sending us on our way with a smile.
Yeah.
You know, that could be. But she did. She sat there and listened. And just to watch her change from you're a bunch of loons to, hey, people need to hear your message. I don't know if I agree with what you're doing, but people need to understand your plight of what's going on up there. So
that's amazing.
It was. It was a positive conversation. And, you know, we left feeling like what we already knew. We got a lot of work to do, but it can be done.
Yeah. Well, for example, we brought up that SACB was down there and doing stuff. And mm-hmm. I just got a link to the actual that poll right there from somebody in the chat room. And as of right now, the question is, do you support allowing the state's northernmost counties to break away from California? Remember, this is from the SACB, mm-hmm. okay?
And the Fresno Bee.
I haven't gotten to the Fresno Bee yet.
The Fresno Bee is the SACB.
Oh, it is? Okay, yeah. So this is the Fresno SACB. And the answers are, yes, the state's population centers fail to protect rural property and water rights and other issues, or no, the state must stay as one entity and these counties would not benefit. 72% now say yes.
Yeah.
1,872 votes, 72% say yes.
And that's in Southern California, folks.
Yeah.
That's people are starting to get it. Okay. And for all of the naysayers that said, oh, you can't do this, it'll never go anywhere, it can't be done, that's why the state of Jefferson's motto is going to be, I told you so.
Not Eureka, we found it, but I told you so.
I told you so. So, no, and it is. It has been... I don't know. It's just been very positive. And
it has. It was very uplifting to go down there and talk to people and see. Because I've been missing several of the town halls that are down there simply just due to circumstances up here. But just to meet all those people that you hear and that you get emails from, you're like, oh,
yeah.
You're Jenny Rapini. Okay, this is cool. I know you are. And you're Diana and all this.
Yeah,
so
you're
really
Dave
nice.
Bryan and you're...
Yeah, you're Dave yeah. and Ed and all them, so...
Yeah.
And there's so many that we could sit here the next 25 minutes and name every single person.
Well, they're fantastic people. We have met a lot of true patriots and people that are concerned for their country. And as we keep preaching and as people refuse to listen because they don't like the message, it's Democrats, it's Republicans, it's Libertarians, it's really a little bit of everybody has come together.
Yeah.
You know, and for all the people running around going, oh, this is just a big Republican trick, I'm here to tell you the biggest resistance we've had has been from the Republicans. They've been the biggest problem.
Which is interesting, especially in a state like California.
Yeah. It's...
It doesn't make sense.
Well, it...
It makes sense because they're both parties are a Federalist Party, but we won't get into that. That's a whole history argument that I will spend the next... Well, come to the Wind River Casino Day at the Liberty Seminar, shameless insert.
Yeah.
And I'll be free to talk to you about federalism and anti-federalism and how the parties have overgrown themselves, and it'll be fun.
It will be.
It'll be a lot of fun.
And I think the question now for a lot of people is what now? Mm-hmm. Because we have issued the birth certificate of the state of Jefferson. We've
we've actually produced it?
Yeah, that's what we did... That's what we did Thursday, really, yeah. Was we issued the beginning of our Declaration of Independence. We exist. Here's our standing. And the process now is in the next couple of months. The other four counties that have declared will be going into the record. They will have their standing. Mm-hmm. And we keep marching on. And I think there's a very legitimate possibility that we can have another four counties before December.
That would be awesome.
And then once we're at 10, we're really got the ball rolling.
I think it'll snowball effect. It already has snowball effect, but I think it'll, you know how it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and so it goes faster and faster?
Yeah, well since that first drop of snow in Siskiyou, look at where it is now.
You know? Yeah.
And what surprised me down there in Sacramento was how many people were aware of what we were up to and how many people were completely oblivious.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then there was, of course, there was misreporting that we were the six states and you know, things like that. And
yeah, we got lots of questions on that.
And then you can tell which news agencies have been following this for a while and which ones are absolutely new to it just from the reporting of their story. Because I think the reporter's idea of investigative journalism is look something up on the internet. You know,
yeah.
The first hit in Google is the story. You know, because there was one done by CBS, and they're back into, Southern Oregon and Northern California are seceding and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, wow, we haven't been misreported that bad for almost 6 months, pal.
Here's your sign.
Yeah. Who did you call at the paper that shall not be named for your information?
Yeah.
And that still fascinates me how the local paper really kind of ground zero of this thing.
They're oblivious. They have no clue.
Well, they're intentionally obtuse. They don't call and ask. They don't want to know. They want to sweep it under the rug and pretend like it's not happening. And whatever the logic is or whoever's pulling the strings on that, whatever, I guess. So, you know, I want to thank the Record Searchlight for your lack of honesty and your lack of reporting, because you have provided a great opportunity for us to provide alternative media. You know, the Shasta Lantern is taking off to the point where we can't print enough copies yet.
Well, yeah, we ran out this month at the 10th. So if you guys want a subscription, you have to contact us via 209-7626-241-6206.
530
area code. Or go to ShastaLantern.com.
ShastaLantern.com. And we are taking advertising, and those spots are starting to fill up
very heavily.
They are.
We're running out of room. So, we need four more pages to
but
fill
we're,
them on there.
Yeah, we're actually going to be expanding the size of the paper, yeah. Which is very exciting for us. And then in the very near future, we think we're going to be able to go to a copy every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So we're rolling along, and a lot of that has to do with people are hungry for some real information.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And I want to thank the Record Searchlight for providing us with that opportunity. It is. It's thank you. So, and anybody that is interested in advertising, we are running some amazing deals. Give us a call, 503-209-7626,
mm-hmm.
And we're actually tying in advertising in the paper, on our radio shows, and on the website.
And where if you give us like a business card icon, we have it set up to where when you click on that icon, you'll be able to go directly to your website.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing some pretty nifty stuff.
And people will come and shop at your stores just because you're in our paper and they know that you're a patriot supporting other patriots.
Yeah, I know. I've done that a couple times. I go, I could buy it cheaper online. But they do advertise with us. I'm going to go there instead, even if it is 50
Shop local and local. Shop for the people. Shop with the people that help support the things that you support.
Yeah. Yep.
It has to start at community involvement.
Yeah.
It really, really does. So that was our shameless plug for the Shasta Lantern.
We're
we'll be doing
a lot
more
of those.
We're crawling our way up to another break here. And thinking about getting ready for game time down at Wind River. Yeah. Go down there.
Tickets are $40.
$40.
But they include lunch. You get to meet all the people that you always hear about with Agenda 21, with the Second Amendment, with Common Core. If you have children or grandchildren, I implore you to become educated in Common Core, because it's going to fundamentally change. It has fundamentally changed the educational system. And as we said at the beginning of the program, if you don't know who you are, you don't know where you've been, you don't know where you're going, and we're going to destroy this country by simply not educating our young people.
Yeah, and many of our own teachers and administrators are against Common Core, and they have no power to do anything about it.
Yeah, you have to do it. You have to stand up and say enough is enough.
No.
Yeah, and it takes parents, it takes grandparents, because, you know, kids don't raise themselves, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, they do, and then you end
well,
up...
Well, they do, but it doesn't turn out well. Yeah.
Then you end up with the angry generation.
Yes, the angry ones.
So, oh, yeah, well, maybe better get off to break before I wander down the road.
I about to say,
side.
I saw the rat just jump right onto that wheel, and he's running. So if you want to call in at 605-4567, or visit us online at kcnr1460.com.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, appearing in the Elements Restaurant and Lounge at the Wind River Resort and Casino Thursday, October 2nd, from 7 to 9 p.m. Join us as we recreate the vibe of the great lounge era, where musicians like Pat Karch, Bruce Kalin, and Bobby Veramentes play the wonderful standards of the great American songbook. Oh, yeah, and me, Linda Bot. I'll be at the mic singing my heart out. Dining, dancing, and a night to make memories. October 2nd in the Elements Restaurant and Lounge at the Wind River Resort and Casino. That's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Welcome back, State of Jefferson, since we're mentioning that angry generation. Your children are hungry. They're hungry for change. Not the current change that's going on.
Change.
We want a change to the past.
Yeah.
We want the promise of America.
And liberty. We want to walk outside our door and not break a law by stepping out onto our front porch.
Yeah. We want our birthright.
Yeah.
The question is
are you going to give it to us, or are we going to have to take it?
We're going to have to take it from you, because we will.
Yeah.
So, I believe we got somebody on the line.
We do. Good morning, Billy Bob. How are you this morning?
Great, great. Hey, I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank you both, and along with Mark Beard and Terry LaPosa and all those people that are absolutely doing a phenomenal job in getting this thing off the ground and up and running. Your success in Sacramento last Thursday is to be applauded. And if they think we're going to lay down and roll over, they're crazy. And I want
yes,
to just thank you both.
Well, thanks.
Thank you. It's appreciated.
Yeah.
And you nailed it in the head. We are not going to roll over. We're not going to play dead. We're not going to be bought off. We want what's ours.
Yeah.
That we're not asking for anything more, just what's ours.
Well, and you guys are exactly right, and all your time, energy, and expense that you guys are going to, someday the state of Jefferson is going to make it up to you, all right?
Well, thank you.
All right. Keep up the good work, and we wish you all the success in the world.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
All right.
And we really do have to extend that thanks to all of the listeners, all of the readers, all the people who write in, all of the people who go to these meetings and wave the flags. I mean, I wish that I knew everybody's name.
Tireless. These people are tireless champions of the people.
Well, I always think of like Truman and Cheryl from Lake County, and they went all the way up to Del Norte, man.
Yeah,
they were in Del Norte County, so they go everywhere.
They have been fantastic. There's some great people in Lake County. Mm-hmm. I mean, to be honest, this last year with the state of Jefferson has really kind of restored my faith in humanity. There are
good, sane people
left. There are actual, genuine Americans that know what it means to be an American left.
And they're sweet, fun-loving, just red-blooded Americans. And, oh, my gosh. And you put a few drinks in them? Oh, I can get real crazy then. But it's just... That's one thing I really love about the state of Jefferson is you can go anywhere in the state of Jefferson and you meet people who are just the salt of the earth, amazing.
Yeah.
People you never would have met before in your life. And
fantastic folks.
It's awesome. So if you want to get involved just to make friends, do it, man. This is the best social aspect of my life.
Well, it is. And there's that certain sense of satisfaction because you look at where we were a year ago.
Yeah, we
crazy people.
Yeah,
not going anywhere.
Well, we didn't know what we were doing. We didn't know where we wanted to go. We just knew that it was broken.
Yeah, this is just the angry tea party.
Yeah.
Oh, it's such nonsense that we have had to fight through, and we have just had to keep our heads down and keep going and keep trudging on. You know, we've kind of sat in our own Valley Forge.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now we're creeping up on Trenton. So you Hessians enjoy that wine and that good meal because there's some hungry Americans coming across the river. So, and
that's a great analogy. I like that.
So I don't know. I just sense of accomplishment really this week. It has been
everything led up to Thursday.
Yeah,
and we still have more in the wings.
We have to go back. Yeah, don't be mistaken. This is not the end. This is the beginning.
Yeah, the only reason why we went was because. The Senate and the Assembly are now out of session.
They are out of session.
Is it for the rest of the year?
They can't hurt us until January. Hooray.
You mean they're taking 3.5 months off?
Well,
I think so. Wait, September, October, November. 4 months? They get 4 months off?
I think so. I'm pretty sure they're not back in session until after the election. If I'm wrong, somebody call in and correct me, but I'm pretty sure that's the calendar we were looking at.
I know on the federal level they go back in... late November, early December for a couple weeks since the lame duck session because nobody's going
to
do it.
Well, you got to buy everybody plenty of time to go out and campaign.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No. And they passed a slew of bills that they are sitting on Jerry's desk.
What about groundwater? Did that go through the Assembly?
It went through.
It went through. You're kidding me.
It went through. Per mile tax for driving went through.
You're kidding.
A personal sticking point in my craw is SB 199 on painting my airsoft gun pink went through.
Here's the thing. I don't understand. I told my brother about that the other day. And I said, okay, yeah, all your airsoft guns, Kyle, you got to paint them, you know, some bright color, whether it's yellow, green, pink, whatever. And he goes, you realize you can buy bright pink pistols.
Yeah. Well, that's we actually had police chiefs that testified on SB 199 and said, just because a gun is a bright color, I'm not going to tell my officers not to shoot if it's pointed at me, because you can buy custom color guns. You can.
Yeah.
It's a feel-good measure that accomplishes
nothing.
Absolutely nothing. And the thing that gets me is it's mainly based around this kid in Santa Rosa that got shot with an airsoft gun.
Because he pointed it at a cop.
Because he pointed it at a cop.
How about we teach our kids not to point guns at cops or at anybody? Because you're supposed to treat it as loaded.
There is a law already in place that would have kept him alive.
Yeah.
You are not to carry your airsoft gun out in open public without a gun case. If he had been following the law, that kid would be alive today.
Yeah.
So we've just proven that a law doesn't protect people because people do stupid things.
Well, it's against the law to drive drunk. People still do it.
At an
you just
incredible
have to
pace.
Enforce the law. You don't need to create more. Just enforce the ones on the books.
If that gun had been bright pink and that kid had pulled it up on those officers, they still would have shot him.
Yeah.
It doesn't change anything.
Yeah.
You know, it's because Putz de Leon can't get a real gun law passed, so he's going to do this so he can feel like he did something, I guess.
Yeah.
I just... sorry. That's a personal one for me.
Yeah, we had to keep the bear as far away from DeLeon.
Yeah, they wouldn't let me go in DeLeon's office.
although we protected the senator that day.
Yeah, although I did get to go into Steinberg's office.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But they wouldn't let me into DeLeon's office. And as one other person that was with us, when they asked, well, do you want to go see Senator DeLeon? Somebody said, no, I can't even stand the air that guy breathes. I don't want to go there. So, but again, those are the people we're going to have to reach out to and get to understand our message. I just hope when that time comes.
I'm going to get stuck with it, aren't I? You're going to send me in there to go talk to him because I'm like the peacemaker or something.
Yeah, something we got to send the quiet, nice one.
Remember me?
Yeah. Well, all you got to do is go in there and go, I want you to look out your window. You see that army of large, angry men? I don't know how long I can keep them in the hall.
Yes. The beer will run out very shortly. There's no more pizza delivery.
But, so be aware that there is a ton of stuff that the ammunition permit, that's sitting on Jerry's desk.
Oh, if they pass that. The thing is you could still go to another state and buy it and bring it over.
Shh. Don't tell them
that. Well, they're not in session for another 4 months.
Well, don't tell them that.
Don't tell them. They haven't figured it out yet.
And it just, be aware. Call the governor's office. There is a ton of stuff sitting on his desk waiting to be signed that is horrible. Do you actually want a meter on your well?
The answer to that is no. That is their end to your private property rights.
Yeah. They are going to come in and install a meter on the well that you drilled, that you maintain, to monitor your water, to charge you to use your water. And that one magic word, retroactive.
What?
Yeah, it's retroactive, like the fire fee. I don't know when exactly, but...
Because how would they know how much water was in there retroactively?
It's the state of California. They just guess.
Go shooting this evening.
It's, and then the per mile tax, you're not going to be able to just call in and send your money in and register DMV where you're already overcharged. You're going to have to go down every year, have your odometer inspected. Go drive around for a year, come back, have your odometer inspected, pay your registration fees. Oh, and then we're going to tax you per mile.
So you'll have to read that, make sure there's not a clause saying, unless your odometer is broken.
Shh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Stop telling them stuff.
Surprisingly, every odometer north of Sacramento has broken.
It has ceased to function. Yes. Apparently, they go in reverse up there.
Well, they do think that we're hillbilly, backwoods folk, so that could work.
In next month's Lantern, I'll get DB to do an article on how to reverse your odometer. Well, maybe not. I'm not sure that's legal. That may be illegal.
Define legal. Like, not get caught legal, or it's actually like... You're going to get caught no matter what.
I'll have to do some research.
We'll have to work on that.
Yeah. So if we can get away with telling you how to do it, my buddy DB will figure out a way to do it.
Well, here's the thing. Knowledge never hurt anybody. It's the implementation of knowledge that actually causes the harm. So we shouldn't have any problem, telling folks
It is technically your First Amendment. But as I always say, it amazes me how fast my freedom to speech turns into the right to remain silent.
Put it on the editorial page then. Because we all know that the editorial page, you can get away with whatever you want. You can make up anything.
Yeah, it's... in my opinion, you should do this to do this.
In my opinion, theoretically, this should be possible if you were to do this. You just got to throw, some conditionals in there and...
Yeah.
So. See, we could be lawyers. I mean, what?
No. I still want to wake up and look at myself in the mirror. No. But, yeah, so as we get out of here, go down to Wind River today, hear the message, at least know what's being said.
Yeah.
So that you can start to look and decide for yourself. We don't ever want you to just take our word for it. We just want to point you in the direction where you can look and where you can find it.
Yeah. And in the words of our signer, who was William Floyd, he said, "Have any of our friends got off the island?" He's talking about Long Island at the time, with their families. Or what must they submit to? Despotism or destruction, I fear, is their fate. The same, too, for California. Have any of us got out of California yet? Or what must we submit to? Despotism or destruction, I fear, will be our fate.
See, that's the thing. I have no intention of submitting.
To any of it?
No.
And that's why this is the Jefferson State of Mind.
Uh-huh.
You got to make it yours, Jefferson.
You do. Hopefully we see you this afternoon. And
yes,
if
indeed.
Not, next week.
9 to 5, Wind River Casino. $40 a ticket, lunch included. Don't miss out. So much important information there.
Yeah. Alrighty. Till next week.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 in Shasta, Reading, the community radio of the North State.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A new study says a first-of-its-kind experimental drug could prove to be a major advance in the treatment of heart failure. Dr. Milton Packer of the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center says the drug doesn't even have a name yet.
Patients who received LCZ-696 had a 20% lower risk of cardiovascular death than patients who got the gold standard ACE inhibitor.
The drug is made by Switzerland-based Novartis. The study was stopped early because it works so well. Results are found in the New England Journal of Medicine. Also at SRNnews.com, European Union leaders are poised to impose new sanctions against Russia for its incursions into Ukraine. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko saying on EBS, that's the broadcasting network Europe by satellite, that the situation in Ukraine is getting worse with thousands of Russian troops now on the ground.
Despite the consolidated international efforts and our strive for peace, Ukraine now is a